And there's news today that 13 sailors from the USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for the coronavirus for a second time after recovering from the infections they got during that outbreak on the aircraft carrier back in March. The Navy said the sailors had tested negative for the virus at least twice after getting sick, but have now tested positive again and are getting care in isolation at a naval base in Guam where the ship is docked.
Their story renews questions about whether or not recovering from COVID-19 builds immunity in the future, something that is critical as states ease restrictions on public life. Auto manufacturers among the businesses reopening today as tens of thousands of workers return to plants across the U.S. and Canada after nearly 2 months. Let's bring in Phoebe Wall Howard. She covers the auto industry for the Detroit Free Press. And Phoebe, today was the first day back on the line for those workers. They returned to health screening, swabs, temperature checks. Can you describe what it's like right now at some of those plants?
Here's what we're seeing and hearing. It's quite incredible. First of all, the early reports from plants all over the United States show that actually turnout was much higher than expected. The companies planned for absenteeism today, figuring that the very intense screening would filter out more people, and they wanted a backup plan. In fact, the screening has not eliminated people, so the plants have more than they expected, and the enthusiasm among workers is greater than expected. Each shift can have more than 1,000 individuals. You have factories that may be the size of 30 football fields. So these are enormous operations. And so imagine when you're in line for TSA at the airport, how few people that relatively is. Now imagine a factory setting and that similar kind of security situation.
Yeah, I would imagine there are some difficulties with all of that on the first day. What are some challenges that they're taking up at this point?
One thing that they've planned for that frankly have addressed the challenges early is even though the plants have been shuttered, you had workers go in early and set up things and test things. So on a volunteer level, you did have hourly workers go in an attempt to make this a smooth operation. And obviously this is not just auto assembly plants. This is engines. This is transmissions. Again, to some, it's shocking that this is 51 plants opening on a single day all over the U.S. and Canada.
So to put this in context for us, we're not talking about them back in a full production schedule capacity. How long will it take for the industry to actually get to that point?
General Motors has said that they expect to be up within a month to full capacity. And by full, it's what it was pre-coronavirus. Obviously, the automakers will track sales and track supply and build as much as they need to make sure stock is prepared for retail purchases. So they're optimistic, frankly, that they're going to be up and running. Some plants that would have three shifts have two. But these are workers, they'll be working 10-hour shifts. This is very serious, getting back in, catching up, and compensating for the downtime over 2 months because of the coronavirus.
We're wondering, is it even possible to practice social distancing on an assembly line? What is that going to look like for folks?
Hourly workers are very concerned that, in fact, it is not possible to practice social distancing on an assembly line, that it is a mere reality, that you have to work in close proximity. Some of the UAW leaders have said they are going to use welding curtains and creative techniques to create barriers. Of course, they will also include face masks and face shields, like the ones used by medical professionals and first responders, gloves, other things like that. But the concern is real, and only time will tell.
Let's talk about the economics here. So auto manufacturers have really lost out on billions of dollars in sales during the shutdown. What kind of impact is this having on the auto industry financially? Could we actually see layoffs as a result?
The potential impact is devastating. So Ford Motor Company reported a $2 billion loss with just a few weeks of the coronavirus. That's a company that's expecting a $5 billion loss in the next quarter. So this is really a brutal, brutal situation. In addition to that, we're monitoring the auto suppliers, all the little parts. And what's happening with money right now is those parts suppliers are having to build and they're not getting paid. It's just the process of how the revenue works. The situation is fragile and being watched carefully.
How are we comparing this, or can we even compare this to what happened back in 2008 with the automotive industry?
This situation is widely considered to be far worse because the entire country is financially in crisis in ways that can't be controlled in any manner. You can't target a single industry and help it because so many industries are pleading for help. So while the auto industry is going to need support, it's a major economic driver in the United States. So this is a much more dynamic situation and potentially frightening situation.
That's Phoebe Wall Howard. She covers the auto industry for the Detroit Free Press. Phoebe, thank you.
Thank you.